Hi, good morning, everyone. This morning we'll be studying on what to do with our burdens. Now, as we begin, let's turn to 1 Timothy 6, 7 to 10. Here we can see that sometimes our burdens are not only hard things, hardships that we face, but our blessings can also be a burden to us, certain people. So in 1 Timothy 6, 7 reads, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptations and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Let's go to Proverbs 30:8-9. A scripture we have recently read, Proverbs 30:8-9. Here it says, "Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain." Now from these scriptures, we can see that not only our sufferings can be burdens, but also the blessings that we receive, because these blessings are temptations that people have. Now in Proverbs it says that these people, or the person who was writing it, said that If I am blessed, I forget God, and if I poor, I steal. Now sometimes the things we possess become burdens to us and causes separation from God. Now we need to be very careful in how we handle these things, and I hope our lesson today will be instrumental in helping us to what to do with our burdens. Burdens can be valuable, very valuable to us, because in life we all know that people who don't work, or a machine that does not work, tends to go into disrepair or falls out of function. In the same way, our life, when we face these burdens, is prepare us and strengthen us to cope with the daily troubles of life. As athletes, when they do work or exercise, it helps us to be fit to carry out the duty that we have. In the same way, our Christian lives, we need to have work or to have burdens in order to strengthen us. Now that lesson that we had about the cross, where people complain that the cross is too heavy, where Jesus made his cross lighter, and when they came to that canal that they had to cross, that person's cross was very light, very small, so he couldn't bridge the canal. Now our burdens today help us or strengthen us to cope with what life has to offer. However, some burdens seem to be beyond our ability to bear. But what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 10:23. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Now certain temptations or certain struggles in life seems to be too hard for us. But as the song said, where could I go? Now where can we go with these heavy load? But to the Lord. Now, our burden sometimes seems to be too much for us. But with Jesus, that burden can be bearable for us. Or Jesus will help us to bear that burden. Now how can we handle the burdens of life according to the Lord's will? Now in Galatians 6:5, what does it say? It tells us that we must bear our own burdens. Galatians 6:5, every man shall bear his own burden. It is our duty to carry our own load. We must not be burdensome to others if we can help ourselves. Everyone has their own weight to carry, and everyone should carry their own weight. And also that we must also bear our burdens means that we must bear the consequences of our sins. Now take, for example, sinners who come to repentance, accept that they were wrong and accept Christ as their Savior. Yeah. Now when criminals face the justice system, or when they come before the justice system, we know that they have to accept what they have done, because if they do not accept what they have done and face the consequences, we know that they are not sorry for what they have done. In the same way, people, Christians, when they come to Christ, they must accept their sins and turn away from it. Take, for example, the prodigal son. Prodigal son was living in sin, and when he came back, he accepted that he was wrong. He accepted that acceptance is the first step to Christ, when you come to Christ. Now, we must also be ready to face death. Hebrews 9:27, it says, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. We all have to accept that we are going to die, and how must we accept that? We must be prepared. We must make preparation in order that when we die, we will have been well prepared. And also our struggle or time on earth will help us to prepare for after death as well, when we come before the judgment seat of God. For everyone comes before God at the end of a judgment day, and our burdens that we have on earth will make us strong, and certain people will be prepared to face God, certain people will not. Depends on what you do with the time or the work that you were given on earth. Some people avoid it, some people face it, complete it. Now in Revelation it says that the things or the works that we have done on earth follow us when we die, whether they be good or bad, and we will be judged according to those things. So let us consider it great joy, or let us accept, our attitude of acceptance must be, or we must accept that we have to suffer a lot of things, but with Christ we can overcome it, and He will make our burdens lighter. Now that is about us. Now what about our brothers? There are some strong people and some weaker ones. So now if everyone has to bear their own burdens without looking at each other, how will everyone inherit the kingdom of heaven? Now we see that the system, how the world is designed today, is that the rich get richer and the poor poorer. But God's kingdom is not established or set that way, in which that the strong has to help the weak so that we all can have eternal life. Now, in the same context of Galatians 6:2, it says that we must bear ye one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Later on, it says each one should bear his own burden. Now here it's telling us that we must bear each other's burdens. We must help those who cannot bear their burdens. Just as we take our burdens to Christ, we must also help with other people's burdens if they cannot help themselves. In Matthew 7:12, it says, Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. It's telling us that we must help our people, or do good to other people, because that is exactly what we would expect them to do to us, and what also we would expect Christ to do for us. Now God expects us to help each other in this world. He does not expect that we must do it all on our own. That is why he established the kingdom, where we can come together to work, where there is that unity. We must not be one, we must not be separated from each other. There is unity. Now God expects us to help each other. And let's go to Romans 5:15:1, which says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves." The telling that the strong must help the weak, because everyone has something to bear in their journey of life. And Romans 15:1 is telling us that we must, the strong must help the weak. Now earlier we mentioned that certain burdens seem, a lot of people today say that their burdens were more than they could bear. Certain people say that it was too much. I have known people saying that it was too much that they can bear. That is why they couldn't continue living the life. 1 Corinthians 6 tells us that, the scripture we read just now tells us that no temptation has overtaken us that we cannot endure. And how can we endure temptations or burdens that seem to be too heavy upon us? The songs that we sing said it all. Must take it to Christ. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." 1 Peter 5:7, casting our burdens upon God, for he cares for us and he will help us. But we need to do our best and he'll do the rest. Psalms 55:22 says the same as well. "Casting your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Now God cares about us and he does not want us to suffer, but he would like us to earn certain aspects of what we achieve in this life. Because he placed work there for us. In the beginning, he told Adam, "From the sweat of thy brow, thou shalt eat bread." And in the service of the Lord, it never pays to be lazy or expect other people to do what you can do or what you have the ability to do. God wants us to be helpful to others, but also to carry our own load. Now what can we learn from these lessons that were written? Now we learned that everyone has their own burden to bear, but everyone also has to help the weak. We can achieve 100% for our own, but we need to help other people achieve that 100% as well. Because Christianity is not only about looking out for ourselves, but also looking out for our brothers. The greatest commandment, love, comes into play here, where we need to also look out for our brothers. We see that Jesus is the refuge where we can find relief when our burdens become too heavy. So let us, my brothers and sister, use the time that we have wisely and also help others, not only ourselves, so that we can all be ready when Christ returns. Thank you very much.